You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
All right, 15 minutes before the hour here on ESPN 97.5 Houston on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And we now welcome in a former number one amateur in the world. He led the University of Texas to a national championship in 2022, finished fifth in the PGA Tour University rankings, and now swiftly climbing the ranks of professional golf. You saw him finish 27th at the Houston Open. You saw him finish fifth at the RSM Classic. And last week, he made his third consecutive cut on the PGA Tour at the Sony Open. Cole, welcome in. How's the week been after returning from Hawaii, my friend?
Well, what's going on? Thanks for having me. Good to be back in Houston for a few days. It was a whirlwind of a first week in Hawaii, and after the 8-hour red-eye flight home, I've just been practicing and trying to get ready for Torrey Pines next week. I got a late spot, and so I'm heading out to San Diego tomorrow morning.
You know, first off, great news about Torrey. And if this was a year ago and you were a senior at Texas, I'm not sure I'd be bugging you at 8:45 on a Saturday morning. But, I mean, what can I say? You've made, the cut at your last three PGA Tour events. So now I know that you're getting somewhat accustomed to an earlier Saturday start.
Yeah, it's very safe to say that I've been waking up a little bit earlier than I would have last year. We just need to start getting the later Saturday tee times. So maybe you won't be able to call me at 8:45 in the morning on a Saturday, but this is kind of the way it's going right now.
There you go. Well, let's go back to the fall, because I'm just obsessed with the way that Friday 65 in Houston changed the course of this season for you after a couple MCs to start this year. Was there any adjustments to your prep or your game that you made prior to the Houston Open?
Yeah. So, previous to Houston Open, I played the Shriners in Vegas and played some pretty bad golf and missed the cut. And I was on the plane flight home and hopped on my phone and just started diving into my swing on video. And just there were some things that I had neglected for a while that I needed to kind of get back between the train tracks. And felt like I owned what I was doing and really believed in it, and I worked hard for about 3 weeks and came back and went to Q School in Savannah and saw some great progress. I was hitting it really solidly, putting the ball in the fairway a lot. It was a really tight golf course, and I knew coming into Houston that I was playing well. Didn't have my best stuff the first round. Felt like I played well. It just didn't show on the scorecard, and then finally, I had a great round when I needed it the most. And yeah, you're right, it really changed my fall and hopefully my spring as well. But it's been good stuff since then.
Yeah, I mean, 65 in Houston on Friday, then 71-68 on the weekend, and what was just a total masterclass performance after starting the week with a 4-over round. At what point did you know that you were getting into the RSM the following week?
I figured out. I had an inkling of an idea on Friday night after I shot 65 and made the cut, but I didn't find out officially until Sunday night at about like 8 o'clock. I was the last man in the field, and I'd already driven to Dallas because I was going to fly to the island from Dallas the next morning, and so I took a gamble to hop in the car and drive for 4 hours, and it paid off.
And talk to me a little bit about how comfortable you were around those golf courses in Sea Island. I know you've played a lot of amateur golf there. You finished fifth at the RSM, and the whole week, with the exception of just a few holes on Saturday, the whole week you looked locked in, especially off the tee and with the flat stick. Tell me about how comfortable you are around Sea Island.
Sea Island, as crazy as it sounds, feels almost like a second home to me. I've just played so much golf there. I played the Jones Cup 3 times. Before that, I played the Junior Jones Cup. Even before that, I took a trip there and played some golf. I had been there at least 5 or 6 times beforehand. And the 3 times I played in the Jones Cup was in February. And, Sea Island, contrary to popular belief, does get some bad weather every now and then, and February is prime time for horrific rain and temperatures. So I'd seen some bad weather, and there was bad weather rolling in for the RSM, and I just figured that there was no way it would be any worse than the Jones Cup. So I prepared myself mentally for another Jones Cup, and I think that helped me get in the right mindset to play good golf despite the weather.
Well, I mean, Houston, you know, the weather was odd for early November, the RSM, some brutal weather. You know, luckily you got out to Sony, had some nice weather there, and you did that thing again on Friday at Wiley that you did in Houston. You shot 71 on Thursday in jeopardy of, you know, missing the cut, having to make that eight-hour flight early, and you posted 66 on Friday to keep the good vibes flowing. I mean, Cole, what is it about Fridays, man?
Friday's the best day of the week, right? We push it. We're working for the weekend. But, you know, in my sense, it technically work even more on the weekend. I don't know. I felt like I was hitting it well, and just needed a few putts to drop. And I had like a 30-foot putt on one drop for birdie. And sometimes when something like that goes in, you just figure that it might be a good day, and I tried to be somewhat conservative. Is there a bunch of birdie opportunities out there if you put yourself in the right spot? You know, I made some putts, and then I actually had really solid par saves on the back nine to stick around for the weekend. But yeah, I guess Friday is kind of my day right now.
Cool. Do you watch golf when you aren't playing?
I do. I love everything about golf. I mean, I sat down and watched the Amex last couple days. But, you know, I'm not going to take away from my day just to go watch golf, unless it's obviously Masters Week, Major Championship Week. I mean, I'll sit down and dive into a little bit of live from on Golf Channel.
Yeah, and I ask because, you know, we're now 3 years into the PGA Tour University rankings. You've seen the benefits of it, and so has Davis Thompson, who's leading the way at the Amex. How do you feel about seeing younger guys get more opportunities based off their success in college?
I think it's great. I just think it was a necessary change. You know, it's easy to say that having the experience that I have, but, you know, I'm sure some of the veterans don't see it that way, but I just think that these guys coming out of college now are so good. I mean, you look at Davis Thompson, you look at all these guys who are making waves in the professional ranks, and, you know, there's a chance that some guys wouldn't be where they are now without the system, just because it's so hard to make it through Q school. I mean, you look at Jordan Spieth, he had a great college career, and he didn't make it through Q school. Yeah, he won. You know, played well on his PGA Tour starts, but, you know, you really have, you know, let's say for like the 10th best senior coming out of college, you really only have 1 week to prove that you belong, and that's Q school. And if not, you pretty much have to wait a whole another year. So I think PGA Tour U is just a great way to give guys a place to play coming out of school, and then, you know, just build on that confidence to hopefully one day make it on tour.
Cole, if there's last one for you, if there's one thing that you'd like to see improve in your game in 2023, what would it be?
Man, that's a good question. I think just maybe my wedge play a little bit. It was a little bit rusty towards the end of the year, and normally that's kind of the strength of my game, and I just got to get back to what I was doing, and you know, that'll take a little bit of pressure off here and there.
Cole, thanks for taking some time to join us today on a Saturday morning. We'll be pulling for you at Torrey Pines. Go have a great week of prep and safe travels to California.
Thank you, Will. We'll talk. Thanks.
That's Cole Hammer there on the Progressive guest line. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Great to hear from him. You know, this guy's fresh off three straight made cuts. A heck of a player out of Texas, and we'll be watching him next week at Torrey Pines.